Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So this episode of the Daily Boost is brought to you by one of my most useful apps and our sponsor, Rise. Rise is a science-based app that helps you improve your sleep and your daily energy. I can tell you it works great. Been using it now, I think it's just over 2 weeks, and it's amazing watching how it's beginning to really help me dial in my sleep habits. Go to risescience.com/boost and download the Rise app today and try it free for 7 days. So how are you today? I should start by saying happy Friday. Happy, 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 happy Friday. And as I start this podcast today, yes, I once again am testing the mobile motivation rig and how it sounds inside the motorhome, because I shall be there full time here in just a matter of days. And the feedback so far has been, sounds pretty good. Can't even tell. Makes me wonder why I told you. So let me ask you a question. Are you sweating the small stuff? A long time ago, back in the 90s, a book came out called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. I have it on my desk most days. I like it. I read a page or two here or there. And we'll talk about the small stuff and the big stuff today and what you should be focused on. I think you probably already know what I'm going to say. But you know, I'll say it in an interesting way. But hang on, because we're going to get that done here in just a few minutes. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, the realistic positive boost you need every single day. Looking at the world for exactly as it is, the good, the bad, the ugly, the whatever happens, oh my God, didn't see that coming, and dealing with it. That's what this is all about. And if I'm you listening to this podcast, I'm thinking, wow, there are tens of thousands of people all over the world that are getting out of bed every single day, going for life, and life is getting in the way, and yet they're dealing with it and creating exactly what they want. That's what I want for you, and we'll help you do that today. My name is Scott Smith. I am the founder and the chief motivating officer. And the chief mobile motivating officer very soon as we start to travel the country in the RV at motivationtomove.com. Rise is our sponsor today. It's the Rise app. Now, when Rise contacted me and they said, hey, Scott, we want to sponsor your show. I said, great. They said, download the app and get your data loaded into it and start looking at it and you'll see what it does. And so I did. Rise uses a scientific fact-based approach. What they do is they help your body get the sleep it needs. It's built around two principles. Most sleep researchers agree that it affects how we feel and how we perform. That is sleep debt and circadian rhythm. Now, sleep debt is the only thing that really matters. Rise tracks how much sleep you owe your body. I am 0.9 right now behind. I need to make up a little bit of sleep tonight. And then it helps you predict when you're going to feel maybe a little groggy or have a lot of energy. And it really works well. I can look at it and say, oh, here it comes, 30 minutes. I'm going to dip. And I do. It's crazy. They use historical data from your phone and your apps and your wearables to figure it out. I don't have that. I'm just using the phone. It works fantastically well. And what it's doing for me is allowing me to understand the best time to focus and what I should turn off the phone and wind down for the day. Most Rise users say they feel a difference in about 5 days. 80% of them say that. So don't feel groggy, you know, more than you have to. Don't feel sluggish more than you have to. You should not feel that way all day. And Rise can help you know exactly how to respond to it. I want you to go to risescience.com/boost and download the Rise app today. Try it free for 7 days. You can be a morning person, an afternoon person, doesn't matter. You can feel refreshed. You can feel great. Rise wants to help. Go to risescience.com/boost. Try the Rise app free for 7 days. Well, it's Friday. And since it's Friday, I have to ask my question I always ask on a Friday. This is really important because we're emotional creatures. I know you think you're logical, you think you're smarty-pants, so do I. But we're also emotional. We lead with emotions, then logic kicks in, then we figure out what to do. So on a Friday, I like to ask, how do I want to feel? Directly at your subconscious mind, and if you're being honest with yourself, you should say, great. Unless you're feeling grumpy today, maybe you won't say that. But if you take the time, at least on a Friday, and I would every single day, say, how do I want to feel? No matter what happens, no matter who gets in your space, who gets in your face, It doesn't matter how life got in the way. You say, well, how do I want to feel? That's what matters. I want to feel good. I don't want to feel frustrated. I want to feel excited. I want to feel like I can grow. I was just talking to a client recently, just a few minutes ago, about some big changes happening in his life and obviously a lot going on in mine right now. And I said to him, I said, you know, what happened really doesn't matter. It's what's going to happen that matters. And he kind of paused, and I had him on Zoom, and I saw him take a note. It's like, wait a second, that's weird. Because sometimes when things go wrong, you get caught up in the wrong. He got ghosted by a client. I said, but you didn't do the ghosting. They did the ghosting. Who has control over that? Oh, good point. See, it's emotional. I said, how do you want to feel? He said, I want to feel good about this. I said, great. It doesn't matter what happened. It matters what's going to happen. What happens next? Everything. So forget about the stuff behind you and just go forward. How do you want to feel today? It's a great question. Those of you who don't ask it are missing out on a big part of life. I promise you that. So the older I get, the more I fiddle with small things that drive me crazy, that keep me busy. Yeah, it's crazy stuff. And I do it with the full knowledge that it's not the best use of my time. It's below my pay grade. It's distracting from the big stuff I should be doing. Yep, I find myself fiddling sometimes. Sometimes I think, I worked hard enough today. I put enough hours in today. I've done enough thinking time today. I'm just going to do something that I'm going to fiddle. Fiddling might be watching Netflix. It might be doing something on an app. It might be playing on your computer. It might be outside playing with the dogs. You're just fiddling. Little things that don't really matter, but you're doing it. Now, I've also learned that over the years that, oh, man, everybody else is doing the same thing. I've learned something else, too. I've learned that it doesn't have much to do with procrastination as much as getting a quick win and a short payoff. Let me say that again. It doesn't have much to do with procrastination. Putting off the big stuff, the important stuff, no, that's not it. It has to do with that quick win, that short-term payoff, and we all have to have that. The reward for more significant projects is getting what you want. But check your list off. That little stuff feels distractingly intoxicating. Have you noticed that? So we have something big we want to do that's got a big reward, may take some time to get to, take some focus, take some sleep loss. We want to do that. It's a little stuff along the way that kind of distracts us, and we go do this, we go do that. We think we're fixing to get ready, and it feels good, doesn't it? Oh, it's like a little shot of adrenaline, a little serotonin boost every time we get a quick win on something, a short-term payoff. Makes us feel good all day long, but it does keep you awake at night. How often have you spent your entire day staying busy? And you lost some sleep because you got stuff to do. The big stuff is not getting done. How many years has that gone on? It happens for everybody. The more you can focus, the more you can get away from that little stuff, the more you get the big stuff done. And by the way, I'm a big fan of sometimes just chilling. Sometimes that's just chilling, not doing nothing. I'm okay with that, okay? So the solution is to think a little bit bigger in what you're doing. So as I work through my day, as I process my day, and I really control my hours and I control my focus, I just believe that I shouldn't have to work a 10 or 12 hour day. I've done that a lot. I can get it done 3 or 4 hours and be on with things. Just go have a good time. So the solution for me and probably for you, and actually I know for people who are successful and get a lot of stuff done, is to think bigger. So as I work through my day, I focus on the biggest, the broadest, the most important mission in my life. Is it family? Is it health? What is it? What's important to you? You want to make more money? Do you want to give back more? What is it to you? Focusing on the biggest, broadest, most important mission of your life is where it needs to be. So I can go through my day and all I really have to do is say, what's the biggest, most important thing and what do I have to do to make it happen? And I'm going to do it. And check off those little things and get that serotonin boost along the way. When you have a grand picture painted in your mind, your mission becomes your focus. It's beyond the why. Now, often we'll say this. Everybody says, hey, Scott, we need to know your why. Your why is the most important thing. No, not really. You got to have your why. What's most important is the mission beyond the why. It's what's driving you. The grand picture does that. You know why you want to change your life, but man, this is what I'm going to do. This is the mission that I'm going to accomplish. This is why I put my time in every single day. I want to make this happen. A lot of people in my world get into it. They say, hey, you know, I just believe that people should have a better life. I just believe that. That's my why. That's why I do what I do. My mission is to help them do it. That'll drive you. When you have a grand picture painted in your mind, your mission becomes your focus, and you'll do whatever it takes to make you move closer to that vision. That's why I work on the big things I love, not the small things that drive me crazy whenever I can possibly get myself to do it. But I'm just like you. I'm human. I like to fiddle around. I like to waste my time. I like to be unproductive sometimes. I'm not superhuman in a way that I can just get more done than anybody else can unless I put my mind to it. I'm just like you. Sometimes I like to do the nonsensical, crazy little stuff that don't make a bit of difference but seem to mean so much. I'm sure you're like that way too, but I still like to work on the big things I love and not the small things that drive me crazy. The small stuff is gonna get done, isn't it? If not, it probably doesn't even matter. Big stuff matters. So imagine the impact you will have on your life and the world by focusing on the big. I do want to repeat one thing that maybe you missed there. Much of the small stuff sitting around that you could play with and fiddle with, and again, I'm okay with you doing that as long as it's not getting in the way of the bigger stuff you want, but just remember that if you didn't do it at all, it probably wouldn't matter at all, would it? Years ago, my late wife, I used to have a hard time getting her to go out of the house and go play in the boat and go play on the motorcycle and go camping, had all the toys. I would have a hard time getting her to go. I'd say, why wouldn't you go? And she says, well, I just feel like I have to vacuum. The house is dirty and there's things I need to do around here. And I said, that's so tiny. It'll be there when you get back. Who cares? If not, we'll hire a cleaning lady to take care of it. Let's go camping. Let's have some fun. Think big. Live big. Have a great weekend. I'll see you tomorrow on The Daily Boost.